Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
To cast your vote for the party of your choice in the general and regional elections on the 2nd of March 2020. Check for your name on the list and know your polling station. Have no fear. The voting process is simple. Place your X in the box provided next to the party of your choice. It is your right to vote. Make it your responsibility. Remember, your vote is secret. Your vote matters. A message from the Guyana Elections Commission.
When last we were in Murondoy, Denzel explained the voting process for blind or incapacitated persons to Auntie Myrtle, including the swearing of an oath or affirmation. Brian and Divine discussed information he was reading about the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee. When he asked why she seemed to be distant, she asked him about his plans for the future, and he was clearly uncertain and she left. Baby Hannah came home to the excitement of everyone. Malachi met Divine, who was having a drink alone, and asked her about Brian, and she suggested he ask Brian himself, and left. As we return, Shelley and Ignatius are talking.
Select Guyanese personalities, plus your bum to
Ignatius, I can't believe you set up Brian with Pip of all people.
Good. He's young, Shelley. And it is satisfying that now Divine is worried.
You should still to them young people business, man. Pepper gonna make a mess of Ryan.
He needs to man up.
Yeah. But you can't find another woman for setting up with? The 94th Isle celebration, I see she whining for him. But I didn't think it was serious. Oh gosh. Look how many pretty girls they got in Murondoy. You can talk to one of them?
Look, to be honest, I didn't expect it to turn into anything. I just wanted her to distract him. But I can't say I am upset that it has evolved.
Well, I hope you tell him to be safe.
He's smart enough to know that.
Anyways, I going by Marlo. Me and she got to discuss some wedding stuff.
Alright. I gotta go to the spot and grab some food since I noticed that no food is cooking today again.
Oh babes, I'm busy planning the wedding. I can start back cooking regularly after. Love you. Mwah.
Love you too, darling.
Well, Coretto, I must say that I was surprised when I got a call from you. Never thought I'd be sitting in your house on a day like today.
Why, Howard?
Didn't think you'd remember my number.
How could I forget it? I was a little nervous calling you, though. Didn't think you'd be interested in me.
Well, I wasn't doing anything today, and I sure do miss Marundai.
Well, it's nice to have you back here. And don't worry with the wicked one, Patsy. She ain't gonna spoil we joy.
Of course not. So, were you ever successful with securing that sponsorship from ExxonMobil?
I didn't qualify and I didn't ever put in the work. But anyway, I ain't worried. Soon we will all be rolling in the oil money.
You really think so?
Exxon already sell the forest oil, though. But I'm curious to know, how did us really transport this oil?
You're talking about the crude lifting.
Crude lifting?
Yes. That's basically the process where they move the oil from the FPSO to the tanker.
Oh, the FPSO is the floating...
Floating, production, storage, and offloading.
Right, right. So, when the full, a tanker does come and collect the oil.
Correct.
But when you study this thing, Howard, it's a lot of work, though.
Yes. We humans are amazing, eh? To be able to create the mechanisms to get that oil out of the ground.
Yes. Oh, gosh, Howard. With you being here making me feel all kinds of way.
You want somebody to oil you down?
You there right here, volunteering.
Look, let's keep this thing on a friendship level. It's just the other day I was to marry Patsy.
Well, thank the Lord you didn't make the mistake.
Yeah.
And imagine what an evil person she is, eh? Burn down her own house, then going and blame you.
I tell you, it's a good thing I had a solid alibi and I was in Bartico.
Anyway, enough about the old bat. Tell me more about oiling me down.
You want to hear more about crude lifting?
If you make it sound so seductive. How often did us do the crude lifting?
A tanker comes every 10 days.
What? So steady?
Yes. And from the FPSO to the tanker, it's 2,500 barrels a minute.
You lie, Howard. 2,500 barrels?
Proves again. We human beings are amazing.
Well, I tell you, what we Guyanese would do if ExxonMobil didn't come and help you get this oil out the ground, eh?
The oil would still be in the ground.
But you know, people still say we get a bad deal.
Listen, a lot of people are focusing on the 2% royalty because they believe that is all we will be getting.
But that is not true. We ain't getting some 50% too.
50% of the profits.
Right.
And the more ExxonMobil cost recovers, the more money Guyana will eventually receive.
Lovely. Oh, what a wonderful time to be alive in Guyana.
It took a while for me to come around to the idea of this oil. But you see, once I started doing some serious research, I realized that Guyana has another chance now to get it right.
Yes, Howard. Money for all the people.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Marlo, what do you mean by you ain't voting? That's what's wrong with you, head.
Look, Shelly, the last time I been a vote, I did feel a little embarrassed because, look, like I didn't know what really for do.
But Marlo, them polling agencies, they're right there for tell you everything to do. You go in the polling station and you show them your ID card.
Yes, I know the part.
Then they can check for see if your name on the official voters list.
And check my fingers to make sure that I ain't vote somewhere else before. I remember that.
After they inspect your finger and so, they can tell you what to do, and you go in the booth and mark your ballot paper carefully.
I know that the X is not supposed to touch the lines of the box, right?
Correct. Else you think on count, there can be a spoiled vote.
Right.
After you done put your X wherever is your choice, you go to the ballot clerk, they ink your finger, and you drop the ballot paper in the box. But one thing you got to make sure the ballot paper got the official mark. The 6-digit serial number at the top and at the bottom.
Right.
Because if you think I do, them ain't gonna count the vote.
Well, I got to make sure.
Good. Because me ain't want to hear no stupidness, but you don't know if you're voting. It is your constitutional right and you need to exercise it.
Thank you.
Next week, Monday, we going to vote.
So, you see, my dear Coretta, with the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee in place, Guyana's oil resources will be properly managed.
I hear the one Ignatius asking people for nominate him for the committee. But who got time with Ignatius, eh?
Nobody's gonna nominate him.
He feel because he got money entitled.
I stand a better chance of being nominated than he ever will.
would you want to be nominated?
Why not? It would be a great chance to serve my country.
Yes.
I'm sure competent people will sit on that committee.
Yes, I believe so too. So, all right, they gonna got the committee in place, right? But how exactly they gonna manage the funds?
Well, the minister is responsible overall.
Oh.
But the bank will be responsible for the operational management of the fund.
Okay.
They will also have a committee called the Investment Committee, which will have 6 members who will be appointed by the minister.
Oh, but who gonna be the 6 people?
A nominee of the minister who will be the chairperson.
Oh, okay.
Another nominee will be responsible for administration of the petroleum sector. A nominee from the leader of the opposition, one from the Guyana Association of Bankers.
Important people, man.
And 2 ex-officio non-voting members, senior investment advisor, an analyst, and a nominee of the governor of the bank.
Well, I could assure you, even though the one Ignatius Thomas is not qualified to be any of those people, he can still make a set of nice about how he should be nominated.
You sound like you're not a fan. Weren't you in love with him at one point?
I long get over that.
You're sure?
I'm aiming for better things these days, Howard.
Like what?
A man with a powerful name. Like one with 2 H's. It's so long I want to be in a stable relationship, Howard Horace. Despite everything people talk about me, I am a good woman, you know.
Okay, my dear. I believe.
So, how about we make this a regular thing?
Me coming to your house?
Just us spending time together. It doesn't always have to be my house.
Let's take it slow.
Or are you still in over Patsy?
Like I said, let's take it slow.
Well, I'm quite sure it would be worth it in the end.
Well, darling, didn't expect you and Marla would come here.
We get hungry and Marla ain't cook neither.
What's up with you women? Both of you stop cooking for your husbands?
I tell you, after the wedding, Ignatius.
Well, Anil hardly ever home these days, and Mina's still mainly drinking porridge. So why you gonna cook a whole pot of food for me alone got to eat? Look, and I don't like putting food in the fridge.
Your husband doesn't come home every day?
Most days, very late in the night. And by the time he done eat on the road, I sleep in.
Mm. Are you sure it's not the woman Anil got with you?
He says walk. You know, trying to put things in place for Mina and his son. Mm. He said that he wants to create wealth that can last for generations.
Well, you can't fault the man for that. That is a wise decision.
But still, this woman wants to love him when the night comes.
Shelley, I can't tell you the last time me and Anil make love.
Wow, that's serious.
You see? It's another woman.
Look, I don't know. And I don't want to believe that.
Which man don't want to love up his young, beautiful wife? Look this one, hey. I can't keep his hands off of me. You see?
Yes, baby.
I wish that Anil would just lay one finger on me these days.
No, man. I understand him wanting to build wealth. But you got to talk to him about that. Every man, no matter how busy or tired they are, does make time for the wife, and he's looking for trouble.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
This is your law giving rights. This is your vote and your fights. You better do what is right. Come out and vote now. This is your power, your choice. Vote for whoever you like. Show me your finger when you ink it up.
Ink it up, ink it up, ink it up.
Tell everybody.
Ink it up.
Don't care who you vote, just vote. Once you're out at that poll, the power of one, let's go. One finger I'm proud to show. Don't business about nobody, no. The power of one, you must understand. This is your voice, your vote.
Ink it up, ink it up, ink it up.
Tell everybody.
Ink it up, ink it up, ink it up. You and your crew. Ink it up, ink it up, ink it up. We wanna see you ink up when you link up.
Ink it up.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.